Amazon's acquisition of Whole Foods Market finalizes Monday, now that the Federal Trade Commission has approved the $13.7 billion deal. Starting Monday, Amazon Prime members will get discounts on some items at Whole Foods, and shoppers will be able to buy some Whole Foods products on Amazon.com. Yesterday, the stock prices of several supermarket chains tumbled at the news. Why that happened and what all of this means? We're joined by Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, to tell us. So, Mike, this is pretty big news in the industry, the Amazon acquisition of Whole Foods. The surprise is that it's happening really fast because the announcement from Amazon that it was interested in acquiring Whole Foods came in June. The FTC did not have problems with it, apparently. A lot of people thought they would. What happened?
Oh, right. There was a review by the FTC, but it was a very quick one that was finished within a 30-day window that's really designed for very simple mergers. And regulators are often hands-off with deals like these because the two companies don't compete with each other directly. But that said, Amazon's dominance in online retail had really complicated the picture somewhat in a lot of people's minds. So there was a lot of criticism from public interest groups, and the United Food and Commercial Workers Union was an aggressive opponent of the deal because they were worried that the merger would lead to more automation of grocery jobs that would really threaten workers. But ultimately, none of it was enough to convince the FTC to do a more thorough review of the deal.
So Amazon says it's announcing lowering prices. That is on Monday, but you have to be a Prime member to get discounts. Does that mean that for the rest of us, everything's going to be more expensive?
Well, come Monday, there will be discounts available for anyone shopping at Whole Foods for certain grocery items. But you're right. The plan is to integrate the two companies' technologies so that Prime members will be recognized at the cash register, and then Prime members will actually receive additional discounts going forward. It's estimated that nearly two-thirds of Whole Foods' regular customers are already Prime members, so there's a good deal of overlap already.
So in a way, Amazon is really, this is kind of a war call for Amazon against all its competitors. Who are the main competitors, and who stands to be hurt most by this?
Well, the stock market reaction was, as you mentioned, was really brutal for the big grocery chains like Kroger and even the Walmart, the stock of Walmart.
That's kind of interesting.
Target.
Walmart sells so many more things than groceries.
Right, right. But, the market is really reacting strongly to this as a threat. And I think to some degree, the stock market's looking even further down the line and seeing these Whole Foods supermarkets as also sort of a depot for all of Amazon products. They've already announced that you'll be able to have items shipped to Whole Foods and use the store as a place to return items to Amazon if you need to return. So the market, is sort of looking forward to all the possibilities that this deal could open up.
Okay. And really briefly, what does this do overall to the industry?
I think it really, it gives the grocery industry a very stiff competitor. I mean, the grocery business is all about the supply chain, getting the right products on the shelves in the right amounts. And, that's different from store to store across the country. So Amazon really brings this technology expertise to that process.
Good to talk to you. Michael Regan, senior editor, Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.